Hello again. Here are some August gardening tips for the green-fingered ones, courtesy of the RHS website. Now, regarding your flowers, towards the end of August, sow hardy annuals directly into the borders. They will overwinter and flower next summer. A few do's and don'ts. When it comes to cutting back, pruning and dividing, don't forget it's time to cut back the foliage and stems of herbaceous plants that have already died back, like Dicentra. Don't neglect hanging baskets. Deadhead them, water and feed, and this will help them last through until the autumn. Deadhead plants such as dahlias, roses and penstemons and bedding plants to prolong the display well into the early autumn. Don't cut off the flower heads of ornamental grasses. These will provide winter interests. Hardy geraniums can be cut back a little to remove the tired leaves and to encourage a new flush of growth, and therefore they can keep flowering well into the autumn. Prune climbing and rambling roses that do not repeat flower or produce attractive hips once the flowers have finished. Now, a few tips on propagation. Pinks and carnations can be propagated by layering. Propagate irises by dividing the rhizomes if you haven't already done that. Take cuttings from tender perennials such as pelargoniums and osteospermums as soon as possible. You can do this at a greenhouse, a cool conservatory or a light windowsill are ideal to bring them on until they're established. Rock garden plants such as helianthemums, arboretas and dianthus can be propagated from cuttings at this time of year. So get going on that, gardeners. A few general maintenance pointers. Feed containers and even tired Bordeaux perennials with a liquid tomato food each week to encourage them to bloom into the early autumn. Keep picking the flowers from the cutting garden to encourage more flower buds to form and open. Alpines that have developed bare patches from dieback or have become weedy can be tidied up by infilling the patches with gritty compost. This encourages new growth as well as improving their appearance. Most perennial weeds are best dealt with when in active growth, and if necessary, apply a weed killer. So now you need to plan ahead. Collect and store seeds of hardy annuals and perennials for sowing later in the autumn. Good plants to try include Nigella, Calendula, Serenthi, Papava, Aquilegia and hardy geraniums. Buy or order your spring flowering bulbs now. Some bulbs can be planted at this particular time of year, such as daffodils and Madonna lilies. The other thing you need to do is go on active pest and disease watch. Inspect chrysanthemums for the first signs of white rust and take immediate action. Remove and destroy any Nicotiana showing signs of downy mildew. This shows up as yellowish blotches on the upper surface of the leaves. Powdery mildew can be prevalent at this time of the year, and treat that with approved chemicals from the manufacturers. Earwigs can make dahlia blooms ragged. Set traps to reduce damage. And don't be worried by bright green, heavily armoured looking insects on your plants. These are harmless shield bugs and they don't require control. But be careful not to touch them because they tend to emit a rather foul stench when doing.